This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind on this here live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. So, Johnson, I've got a whole vast cornucopia of show prep today.
Okay.
A plethora. And upon hearing you come in and give me your show prep, I am prepared to put it all on hold and just to hear what this article is. Now, first, I'm going to tell you some of the things I've got.
Sure.
Porn actors must wear protective goggles during shoots in California. The military apparently sent anthrax all over the world to a bunch of random labs.
I actually posted about that.
A red state has a veto override proof death penalty repeal and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. But apparently there are six lessons one learns by getting paid to troll people on the internet.
Yes.
And I have to know.
All right. Well, this article is by Nicholas Pell, who has been writing for cracked.com for quite some time. So I'm sure I'm going to have to be careful as I read this article.
Oh, yes, you do. Yeah.
So apparently, this is by Nicholas Pell. Apparently, my first column at Cracked really rustled some jimmies. He says, that's cool. I've been rustling jimmies for a long time, and I'm pretty good at it. That I'm saying rustling jimmies is probably rustling a few jimmies right now, in fact. And while I never thought I would earn a handsome living at it, that's just what I've been doing for going on 6 years now. Not much amazes me anymore, but I'm still always a bit shocked at people who don't understand how the internet operates. So out of sheer graciousness, I decided to give you all some insight into how trolling the internet for fun and profit actually works. Hopefully this will help you to craft better indignant comments in the future. So, number six. I always tell the truth, even when I troll. Yes, I'm trolling you. No, that doesn't mean that I don't more or less mean every word that I'm writing, or that I say in my writing. But I punch up my style and put it in a way that is most likely to irritate people who deserve to be irritated. And if I'm irritating you, that probably means you're an uptight square just begging to be messed with.
Okay? And when I probably am.
When I'm writing, I literally take time to determine how I can phrase something in a way that will provoke the greatest amount of butthurt from sea to shining sea.
See, I don't feel that way, but I do often try to be as glib as possible when I am saying something. I want to say it in a way that is frank and doesn't use, you know, language to distort what it is that I'm saying.
Sure.
And I think that so many things, like
from everything in our culture is people use the term politically correct.
Right.
But it's on both sides of the aisle. This isn't Democrats. This isn't Republicans. This is, like, I believe that, for instance, when people use the term
mainland.
So, by the way, we are live now, so welcome to our radio listeners who were maybe worried that we weren't actually here live on a Labor Day, and thanks to our wonderful board operator, whose name I have not yet asked, at the Genesis Communications
Network.
Thanks
to you, buddy.
No, I do appreciate our board ops being so dedicated as to come in on a holiday and transmit this show all around the United States to our wonderful radio affiliates. So you can join us here. We're discussing Liberland. If you're just tuning in, let's reset a little bit here because, Mark, we didn't even do this at the very beginning of the show and explain what Liberland is. We know that there are these activists who are having a difficult time actually physically getting to this plot of land. And Liberland is three square miles, I think?
It's about 7 square kilometers. It's on the Danube River. It's what they call terra nullius. It is a legally unclaimed piece of land. Now, you know that Serbia and Croatia are relatively new countries that came out of the sort of the fight there over Yugoslavia and all that sort of thing. And they, in this border dispute, the Danube River kind of moves like rivers do. So there's this little piece of land that for whatever reason is not claimed by either Serbia or Croatia. They both say, not ours. However, Croatia has been a real problem as far as letting somebody claim that piece of land and create a new country on it. If it's not a country, then you should be able to make a country, right?
They have been arresting people who have attempted to go to this Liberland place from Croatia, and I believe they might have arrested them if they've come from Serbia as well. I don't recall exactly all the different instances, but there have been, as of the last time we interviewed someone from Liberland, which is probably 3 or 4 weeks ago at this point, there were approximately 30 arrests.
Yeah, they're busy making illegal arrests over there. They don't care whether the Croatians don't care whether you come from Serbia or Croatia into this piece of land, and they are arresting people mainly for illegal border crossing. So if you're illegally border crossing from Serbia into a terra nullius, now known as Liberland, it is none of the Croatians' darn business, but they keep doing things about it. And this is, it's frankly bureaucratic overreach. They're throwing people in jails that are not particularly nice by European or American standards. These are unpleasant places. They're demanding ransoms to get people out, and they're just being real jerks about it. Look, if you claim the land, you know, if you want it so bad, if you want to prevent people from going there, claim it. But they won't do that because they know that the international community would be all over them for that because it's not theirs.
So just to bring our listeners on the radio up to speed, the latest situation in Liberland is that they seem to have, or they thought they had found, the Liberlanders, they thought they had found a way to get from Croatia into Liberland without harassment, and that was that they got some fishing permits. Is that right?
Well, yeah, they were going fishing, and they fish in Europe too. So they have fishing permits and they have fishing licenses. They wanted to go fishing, and on the Danube River, just like any place else, you're allowed to go fishing where you want to go fishing. It's part of the EU's agreement with their member countries, and so what's the big deal?
So they got those licenses, and they were allowed to actually leave Croatia in order to go out into the Danube and go into Liberland to go fishing. But then the cops came after them later, right? And then they essentially demanded that they get the heck out, and they didn't make arrests.
That's true. They just sort of, scooted everybody out of there. But then they arrested two people who had just gone to Croatia for the day. Hey, let's go to Croatia. They're in Serbia.
It was very close.
A few days later. And then they arrested them coming back from Croatia into Serbia, saying that they had made an illegal border crossing earlier.
Oh, no.
As we're referring to at the fishing trip. So it's just crazy. Now they've got people in jail. They're demanding ransoms and they'll say that they're holding them in jail for 20 days for legally fishing.
Didn't they also arrest somebody recently for saying something bad that they didn't like saying something, some sort of speech issue?
There was another guy that was arrested essentially in Croatia for, I'm not clear what he said to the police, but let's say he cussed out the police. I'm not entirely sure what occurred, but essentially, he's been arrested for saying bad things to the police. Young Danish settler arrested in Croatia minutes ago, apparently, for using improper language in front of a Croatian official. Mm. According to rumors, his arrest was immediately followed by 8 more charges of the same offense. So maybe he cussed at them and then cussed 8 more times.
Those poor officials' ears. They had never heard such words.
Oh, yeah, you think? Let me tell you some of the things they've said regarding the Liberlanders that have been caught, following their scanners and stuff. So,
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Labor Day edition of the program. That's right, we're here, and we are going to take your calls if you want to join us. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Though we're discussing Liberland at the moment, and Eddie, you've been following along. Maybe you have been following a lot closer than we have, because honestly, we found ourselves curious before the show, like, what's been going on in Liberland? So we went and dug around and found the latest news for you, and apparently they have there have been another arrest, but this arrest happened in Croatia. A couple of arrests happened in Croatia after the Liberlanders have been able to actually get into Liberland by getting fishing permits from the Croatian government, and then the Croatian goons came after them after they were successful at going in. With the knowledge of the Croatian government guys. And then later the Croatian cops came in and took all of their equipment from them and deleted all their video material that they had on it, but ultimately did not arrest them at that time. But apparently arrests did come later for that. So the arrests continue of the activists attempting to get into this 3-square-mile plot of land between Serbia and Croatia. Our toll-free number to join us here is 855-450-FREE. And wherever you are in the world, if you can get delivery from Amazon, you can use saveatpurse.com to save 20%, maybe even more than that, on whatever it is you want to purchase. Anything with that Amazon Prime or free Super Saver shipping, whatever ships from Amazon, it's easy to get that huge discount that I'm talking about here. 20% at least is what I've been getting. I'll usually shoot for 25 and get that over at saveatpurse.com. There is a catch, and the catch is you have to spend Bitcoin in order to get this huge discount from saveatpurse.com. So this is a great reason to get Bitcoin. Now, you're going to have to spend a few percentage points to actually turn your cash into Bitcoin, but let's just say you spend 3% by going to expresscoin.com. Well, if you're saving 20% or 25% at Amazon, that is well worth the effort that you'll put into it. So go to saveatpurse.com. Watch the intro video there. It makes it real easy to understand. It's very simple. Saveatpurse.com. You sign up through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases at saveatpurse.com.
So one of the things that you were saying was is there was another arrest, Liberlander, apparently a young Danish settler went to Croatia and I guess cussed out some Croatian police over the Liberland situation. And I don't know that for certain, but he's been charged with, I believe, 8 counts of inappropriate language with an officer.
Right. Now, here in the United States, people will get arrested for that kind of thing, but those cases are usually thrown out or settled because it is legal to tell a police officer F you in the United States. But in Croatia, I imagine the rules could be a little bit different.
Yep, it looks that way. But things aren't different in the sense of hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
The now, I'm of the opinion that any officer that uses foul language with somebody, you know, one of a citizen, and I don't care what the reason is,
it's very unprofessional.
If you're arresting somebody, I suppose, and they be like throw an elbow and hit you in the nose, fine. That's something different. But mm-hmm. if you're talking to a citizen and you begin using foul language as an officer, I believe we should be talking about suspensions immediately. So here's some of the things that they've gotten off of the scanners from the Croatian police. He crapped. Trying to use nice language to
replacing their actual words.
And remember, this is being translated from Croatian into English, so it can be a little choppy too. He crapped my boat with the mud. Frack his mother. That's nice. European swine. What do they consider themselves? I bet they don't do anything but this. They're just scumbags and drug addicts. Help! Help! They have 2 more boats. Even if I stay here, one of these 2 will F me up for sure. We have an agreement. Let him get out of the boat. We will take them down 1 by 1.
I wonder what the agreement is.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Yeah.
He's handcuffed. Put him there. There are mosquitoes. We'll eat him. I don't give a care. Jesus, there's so many mosquitoes. Who is that? Is that the Liberland soldiers? It's ridiculous. What about that? Oh, I can't. J-off, effer, smart, butt, Nicola. You know the one with, we had him on the show. The one with the mustache.
Nicholas Nikolaisen.
Yeah, Nicholas Nikolaisen, yes. He was he with him this time? The list of priceless quotes is endless, and it goes on and on.
I like that last one, too, because you can tell that they have a game, right, where it's, oh, we got to get that Nicholas Nikolaus, and was he with them? Well, wait, dude, we'll give you 10 points if you got him. They actually do this. I remember there was one time when someone overheard the cops in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, where, you know, there's a number of activists here, too, saying things that made it sound like there was some sort of contest on to see who could capture, with an arrest, which Free Staters. So it wouldn't surprise me.
It's like a bingo game. Yeah. They got them all set up, and then they just tick them off. First one that gets them in a row.
Yeah, Nicholas Nikolaisen was one of the, I think he's like the head of the Liberland Settlement Association, which is where we're getting some of this news from.
Yeah.
So is that pretty much the update?
That's pretty much
there,
yeah.
Mark? Because I've got, what actually sparked my interest in finding out what was going on with Liberland now, you know, it's been several weeks since we've had one of them on the show. It was actually, we had the gentleman who, I think his name was Crom, from Brazil, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. And he was going to jail because he was one of the arrestees and he wasn't going to take the plea deal. And so I don't know if he's still in jail. I guess I'm curious to know what Crom's status is as well. There's a lot of threads going on in this little 3-square-mile plot of land. And Reason.tv recently did an interview with Mit Jedlicka. I'm not sure. I think that's close to pronouncing it.
Something like that.
He's the...
Jedlicka.
He is the president of Liberland. He's 31 years old. He's a Czech politician. And this is the intro piece, a little 2.5-minute piece on Reason.tv. I thought it was worth sharing and maybe commenting, because there was one kind of disappointing moment in this for me, and I definitely want to point that out here. But here we go.
Buddy, we would be larger than Iceland.
The Free Republic of Liberland is the world's newest sovereign state, lying on 7 square kilometers of unclaimed land nestled between Croatia and Serbia. Founded in April 2015 by liberty-centric politician Vit Jeletka, Liberland's motto is to live and let live, and their goal is to find the minimum amount of taxes and regulation necessary to exist. They're welcoming to anyone with a respect for private ownership who is tolerant of other people and their beliefs, regardless of race, ethnicity, orientation, or religion.
Well, I tried for 5 years to show people that we might not have enough liberty in Czech Republic. Same around the world, we've got taxes for regular working people as high as 60%. We've got 360,000 people from all around the world who are somehow registered on the website. If we accepted everybody, we would be larger than Iceland. We've got now people who are building Hong Kong, who are building Shanghai, who are building Dubai. We've got 600 architects on our list.
It's very interesting, the hundreds of thousands of people who within literally just a few weeks of Liberland getting some press, they kind of formed this concept earlier this year, maybe 6 months ago or something like that, 6 or 7 months ago is when the news really kind of hit internationally about this. And because of that viral news story, they received an unbelievable amount of applications. They don't have what it takes to process through 500,000, you know, 300,000 applicants. And I mean, that's an enormous undertaking just to try to figure out who you've got applying and, you know,
sure.
Who do you approve and all that. And they do have some specifics as to what will allow you to get approval versus not. We'll continue with the president of Liberland on Reason.tv. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Labor Day edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. Liberland, Reason.tv, has done a piece, about 2.5 minutes, an interview with Vit Jedlicka, who is the president of Liberland. He's 31 years old, Czech politician, and a lot of the things he says and a lot of what I hear about Liberland I really like. They seem to be liberty-oriented folks, and they really want to create a place, a very small place in the world, carve out their own free place, 3 square miles in between Croatia and Serbia. And I want to continue with his interview here in a moment, but we told you a moment ago how you can go to saveitpurse.com and save 20, 25%, maybe even more on the stuff that you buy from Amazon by paying with Bitcoin. But maybe you are saying to yourself that you don't have any Bitcoin, so you can't do anything about that. Well, the good news is it's super easy to get Bitcoin. All you have to do is go to expresscoin.com, where you can actually use code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency for no transfer fee whatsoever. And you can get more than $40 worth, and then it's only a 3% fee, which is a great deal. In fact, you can also get Litecoin and Dogecoin from expresscoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And you can start off at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can likely help you get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Go to expresscoin.com and don't forget coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we go back to the Liberland brief piece here over at Reason.tv, there's one part in this in particular that I was surprised about, And it gives me cause for some concern.
Present-day America would not be mistaken for a limited government utopia, but Liberland's draft constitution is modeled on the United States.
For 200 years, you had a pretty decent level of freedom here. And I think we took the best out of that, and we transferred it to our constitution, but we were much stricter on government. You know, there is a direct ban on government to do, for example, any laws on public education, any laws on public healthcare system, any laws on marriage. So no more talk about these gay marriage or any other marriage, because government will have nothing to say in these areas.
Unsurprisingly, Liberland will not be part of the Eurozone, but they have proposed an interesting alternative.
We are not going to create a currency, we are going to create this merit system where we will be able to evaluate how much energy people brought to the project, and according to that they will be able to get the citizenship.
Despite Liberland's quest to keep government to a minimum, it does not intend to be a lawless state.
Okay, so before we get into this next segment, they do have certain requirements. If you want to become a Liberland citizen, you do have to bring something to the table, essentially. So it's not open to just anybody who fills out a piece of paper and sends a fee or something like
right.
that. You have to have some sort of skill or something that you're willing to bring to the table to help promote and create this society. And I think that's okay. I mean, you've got a very small plot of land here. It makes sense to... You know, make sure that somebody
it's
has
their country. They could decide what they do with it, right?
Right. Make sure that somebody has some principles or whatever before they show up there. But here's the disturbing part of this story.
We have to find that minimum amount of regulation that will make us acceptable for the international community. That means we do have to have these set of laws on anti-money laundering. We do have to have this set of laws on illegal drug trafficking. But we are trying to find the minimum, always the minimum amount of regulation necessary to get Liberland started.
Now, I think that that's good that they are, you know, trying to be as small of a government as possible. I think that, that Liberland, if it is anything like what it is being envisioned when it actually kind of gets rolling, and by that I mean people aren't being arrested for simply trying to go there, is what's been happening. I'm sure it is going to be the least government of all the entire world and the least oppressive and all that. But it was disappointing that they feel they need to have anti-money laundering laws as well as anti-drug trafficking laws in order to be seen as legitimate in the rest of the world's eyes. That's just
I think
really
legitimate
bad.
Means that they're not going. You have to trade something to get something in these mm-hmm. circumstances, and I understand where they're coming from. The question is it's not just what's illegal, but what's enforced.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if they have an anti-money laundering law, but they don't ever arrest anybody for money laundering, then I guess that's okay, right? Or if they, you know, they have anti-drug trafficking laws, but yet people are able to easily move product in and out of the country, then I think that would be okay.
If you allow money laundering and drug trafficking, then what are you going to get for citizenry? And I don't know the answer to that, and that's something that you have to sort of figure out as you're...
There's nothing wrong inherently with money laundering or drug trafficking. I mean, these are victimless crimes. Money laundering laws basically exist because of drug trafficking, because
many
things
towns,
are prohibited.
Many towns in the United States at one point were essentially run by the mob.
Yeah.
And, that is a less desirable situation than being run by the current mobs, which is the cities and municipal governments, generally.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't want I want consistency in my government is one of the things that I really prefer. Obviously, you don't get that all the time, but yeah, I just wouldn't want to live in a place that's run by the mob, I don't think. So I wouldn't want Liberland to be run by the mob.
I don't know. I think there's an argument to say that an area run by the mafia would actually be a better place to live than the government.
Move there, then.
There's an argument that would suggest that the mafia will not harass women and children, and the government doesn't have a problem going after women and children. So, you know, they have a code of honor, I think, in the
being neither a woman nor a child, those things are, you know, they're not that...
Well, you have a wife and you have a child, so, I mean, I would think you would be concerned about the freedom of those people. I mean, if I had to choose, I think I would go with the mafia over the government. Anyway, you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The mafia just wants their payoff and then they leave you alone. The government keeps screwing with you. Let's go on here.
Liberland's success is in no way assured. Croatia has been arresting eager Liberland settlers, and creating an ethnically heterogeneous nation-state without decades of immigration is a tall order. Still, Jelitka believes in the mission.
For me, it's most important to establish really strong international global community of people, like-minded people, who are serious about spreading liberty all around the world. We will have a chance to establish a country there if it's mainly about love and freedom.
Love and freedom. I'm all for that. Let's do that. I hope they. I hope this works out for them. I really do. We're going to be paying as close of attention as we possibly can. But if you've heard Liberland news and we're not talking about it, I want to know. Right. So our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join the program here. You know, you consider yourself our producer. You can call in and clue us in.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about Liberland any old time.
So, by the way, we also have Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm, and that's where Joseph is on the line right now on Skype. Hello, Joseph. Do we have Joseph on Skype? You know what? I've been having some technical difficulties in studio. It's probably not Joseph's fault. I'll see if I can iron those out here in a moment.
Well, there you go.
So not just Liberland on the table to discuss here tonight. There's also some other international news with North Korea putting people on trial for watching movies. Yes, that's right. It's illegal to watch American films in North Korea, and you'll be sent to a labor camp. Which, you know, it's not as bad as being murdered, I guess, executed by the government.
Not much better.
Actually, it might be better to be executed by the
those labor camps are horrifying.
Yeah, they're pretty awful. People eating their own feces. I remember hearing stories about a woman eating corn pieces of corn.
Whatever she could find, right?
Still in feces. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because that's how bad it is at the North Korean labor camps. But anyway, that could be waiting for you if you're in North Korea and watching foreign films. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Plus, good news from Peoria, Illinois. You may recall the story, I believe we talked about this on the air, where a short-order cook named Jonathan Daniel, who is 30 years old, used his Twitter account, he created a Twitter account using the handle @PeoriaMayor. On or around March 12th
right.
of 2014, he labeled it as a parody account. Its content ranged from ambiguous to offensive, with repeat references to sex and drug use. According to the Peoria Journal Star, the actual mayor of Peoria is Jim Artis, who's a Republican. He did not like Jonathan Daniels' funny take mayor account. And on April 15th of 2014, multiple police officers raided Jonathan's home on the pretense of investigating him for the crime of so-called false impersonation of a public official. There's a little bit of good news in this case. We'll share that with you coming up. And you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, whether it's your thoughts on Liberland or whatever's on your mind. It goes here on the Live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
And all it took was one container of Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Labor Day edition of the program. Of course, you're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Joseph. He's on the line in Virginia on Skype. Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Ian. Hello. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
So I have a great dash cam story for you guys. I got the dash cam from Free Talk Live, the freedomcam.net.
Yeah.
It works like a charm. First time I've ever needed it. I had it for like 2 years. I was in Ocean City, Maryland.
But the nice thing about it, I'd like to point out with the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net, is you've had it for 2 years. You didn't have to really do much of anything with it in that period of time. You turn on your car, pring, it comes on, usually about 30 seconds, a couple minutes later. It comes on, sort of
boots up. It doesn't take 2 minutes. It just takes like 30 seconds.
Mine has taken me longer in the past, but 30 seconds maybe.
I run mine perpetually. It's connected to my battery constantly.
Oh, wow. So even when you're not in the car, you've got your
phone. You're a bad man of jam.
I was stopped at a red light in Ocean City, Maryland, of all places, and I'm just sitting there chilling, listening to my music, and light turns green, and I start to go, and this guy just darts out right in front of me. This is like 10 o'clock at night, and I bumped him just a little bit, knocked him over, and if I didn't knock him over, he would have got hit by a bus next to me. I think it saved his life, but I didn't hurt him. He got right back up. And then almost instantly, I got out of my car. A cop was on the scene. He was right there. And they, got me to tell this, come over and get my information and everything. The guy was okay, no problem. And I told the cop, I got it on my dash cam. He's like, oh, can I see it? I'm like, sure. And we plugged the SD card into his computer inside the cruiser, and he let me navigate to the file, and he showed it to me. He let me free to go, and the guy got a jaywalking ticket.
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow.
Right there on the scene, pulled the SD card
out. Well, if that's the choice, I'd rather him get the jaywalking ticket than you get whatever whatever ticket one gets for hitting pedestrians.
So this thing possibly saved you from a ticket or an arrest.
Oh, who knows what could have happened. I mean, this guy could have said, oh, that guy hit me, you know, my word against his. I mean, dash cam saved me. Saved my butt big time.
Paid for itself right there. Boom. One shot.
That's what it is. It's the ultimate witness.
That's very cool. Very cool story. Anything else you want to share tonight, Joseph?
Yeah, I also like to share like the vaping. I was in a club down there, and I was vaping inside the club, and they came up to me and showed me a no smoking sign. They're like, no smoking. And I said, I'm not smoking. I'm vaping.
Good news. I'm not smoking.
And I just want to know if you guys had any knowledge on the current situation with vaping versus smoking and laws and rules. Is vaping considered smoking legally?
It depends.
It's being considered smoking socially, from what I can tell.
Just socially.
Well, no, it depends on the jurisdiction. So I understand it. There are, I think, is it New York City? I know there are a couple of places. New York City, I think, is one of them where vaping is being treated at the city level as though it is the same thing as smoking. And so there is a push to regulate it in exactly the same manner as cigarettes. But in other places, that hasn't happened yet. Of course, as we've seen in New York and California over the years, a lot of other states will essentially ape what they do if New York and California are successful.
They can get away with it.
At getting away with oppressing people's ability to vape. Vaping is banned from the local courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire. So we've seen a little bit of it here. But as far as the laws in New Hampshire are concerned, no, there's no prohibition on vaping here yet. And
oftentimes if you go to a restaurant, that of course they're going to be like, why we don't know what to do about this. There's somebody looks like they might be smoking things.
Well, if it's a private property, then you know they can decide to do what they want. If it's the state government coming down and enforcing a no vaping rule, then that's a huge issue. In fact, I believe there was a proposal about that here in New Hampshire last year, but it did not go through. So the state reps managed to shoot that one down.
Yeah, well, a lot of state reps were probably vaping while they shot it down.
It could they could very well have been. Joseph, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy your vape. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe some of our listeners don't really know the whole vaping phenomenon. I don't know how widespread it is.
It's big, but I think that it's just big in circles.
Like the vapor folks are really into it. They have clubs for vaping. There's like in New England, there's a New England Vapors Association or something like that. And they get together and they meet. I remember they had one of their meetups in the same place once that we had a Freedom meetup. And it was just a coincidence. We didn't know it was going to happen. And the place was like filled with a cloud of vape. The whole place smelled like fruity fruit.
Yeah.
And it was very pleasant, actually.
Well, I wouldn't say that humans probably wouldn't have evolved in a glycerin-based atmosphere. So it's, you know, you probably shouldn't fill the room full of your vapor, but
I don't know. I mean, it didn't fill the entire room, but there was definitely like a cloud of it near where they were. Like, normally, if somebody's vaping and they're 6 feet
it's
away
a vaping
from
event.
You,
yeah.
If someone's 6 feet away from you and you're in a room with that person and they're vaping, you can't even tell.
No.
Unlike somebody smoking a cigarette, when as soon as you walk in the room, you know somebody is smoking a cigarette in the room. And, of course, the vape does not, the vapor does not penetrate, like, curtains and carpet in the same way that cigarette smoke does. So somebody could be puffing away on their vape all day long in a room in a house. You could come in there later on, and you'd have no idea. It's just a completely different
thing. It doesn't, like,
thing.
I bought a house one time where there was a smoker there, and it's like, what do you do about that? And
you've got to tear out the carpet, tear out anything that can absorb a scent.
I steam cleaned the carpet and aired out the house. I painted all
paint
the walls.
Over the walls, kills the paint that's there, and then paint over it.
So I was able to, you know, I didn't have to burn the place to the ground or anything. But, yeah, I mean, it would have been preferable not to have to deal with that.
Exactly. So vaping, you know, there's not a whole lot of a medical study that has gone on yet, as I understand it, but initial studies have shown, I think, that the vaping seems like it is safer than the cigarette smoking. And obviously, you don't have a lifetime of studies or anything like that at this point, but
no,
it seems pretty clear that it's better for you.
I've certainly seen people say that the vaping was not good for their lungs, but those people had smoked their whole life you know, at that point, too. So it's difficult to say. I would say that it seems reasonable that vaping contains, like, one carcinogenic thing, which is nicotine.
Mm.
Cigarettes contain, like, 200. Which one do you want to pick? You know, it seems obvious to me in that
way. I mean, I'll go with what people are saying, right? Like, it's one thing, you can have studies that will show you whatever it is you want them to show you. I mean, depending on how you set the study up, can sometimes, you know, that can have an effect on the results of the
sure.
study. But you know, I like it when you get case studies, when people will tell you that, oh, well, when I started vaping, I felt better. Like, I could breathe better after a number of months of vaping as opposed to smoking cigarettes. And when a cigarette smoker, a longtime cigarette smoker, is swearing by this thing as, this has made my life better, that's enough for me.
That's a lot of cigarette smokers swear by it.
Yeah, that's enough for me. That's enough to persuade me that this is an improvement. And unfortunately, government bureaucrats are not persuaded in many cases, and that's why you're hearing, you know, New York City restricting vaping in the same way. And the argument, you know, it's hard for the anti-vaping people to come at it from the perspective that this is worse than smoking, because they don't have any evidence of that. So they can't do that. But what they are trying to do is basically liken the appearance of it to smoking, and so therefore right. it's bad for children because it looks like it's smoking. And
it encourages smoking.
And it, well, it encourages children to start taking nicotine is the idea, because the vapor fluids in a lot of cases have flavorful scents to them and tastes to them. So, you know, cherry and blueberry and
I would encourage
like
everybody who's smoking to vape and everybody who's vaping to stop.
Sure.
That's my encouragement. And for people who don't do either, to not do any of those things.
Mm.
But I've got to say, as a non-smoker now, I was a smoker, I have vaped and I've enjoyed it. But I don't. It's not something I want to be particularly dependent on. You can get this vape stuff that has no nicotine at all. It's possible to do
that. Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, there you go. That's another issue.
I think it's neat. I'm a fan of it, and of course, it's also something that you're starting to see in the cannabis world as well, as cannabis vaporization. And for medical purposes, the cannabis vaporization is like the most or the least objectionable way to deliver the product. Basically, I mean, it's a very fast acting way to deliver your medicine, and it doesn't have the deleterious effects of smoking. And of course, even with smoked cannabis, they've shown that cannabis seems to be an anti-cancer, like a cancer fighting agent.
Well, at times, I wouldn't say that I would. You know what? You and your doctor need to decide whether or not cannabis is right for treating your medical condition, whatever that might be. But I wouldn't just go ahead and say, hey, cannabis is going to fix all your problems.
I wouldn't say that, but it has been shown to apparently have some anti-cancer properties, which is pretty exciting. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. More about the mayor, the fake mayor account in Peoria, the guy who created that. What's happening to him? It's Free Talk Live.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.